Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
Well, maybe. I want to say, hopefully it isn't your hump day. You
out there
in your car.
Right.
Because, come on.
Today is our Friday.
We're used to working on Friday this week, but the Sabres, for all their mistakes and 7:30 starts,
they very neatly
are playing at 4.
Stepped up right into our window.
Which, what would be better than 4? I don't think there is better than 4.
No, I agree. Because even 3 o'clock could end at 5:30, as early as 5:30, and that could compel the boss to say, get in there and, you know, talk about the Steelers game for a little while or something, whatever. Four is the perfect window for us. Someone else, Brian, I assume, is going to handle pregame, or Pat, someone will handle pregame like they do on weekends when we're not here, and the game will end and it'll be, you know, nighttime.
Oh,
this is great.
Friday nighttime.
Yeah.
Shouldn't brag. Aaron Rodgers not practicing today. Odds he plays? Do you have a gut instinct on this? Do you want? We do want Aaron Rodgers to play in this game, don't we? Or do we want the wild card rematch, Allen and Mason Rudolph?
Yeah. I don't.
You want to watch?
I think it's fun. I'm glad you asked this because I haven't. I guess I haven't thought about it at all because I'm just assuming he'll play. Because he it seemed like he was close, like all week he was going to play in Chicago. He's got to play in Chicago. He loves playing. There's no way he's not playing in Chicago. And then Sunday morning, wasn't it? Like suddenly he's not playing. But I feel like if he was I'm assuming he was close to playing in Chicago, that he would just play this game.
Well, what's the number one issue or subject when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, though? It's not preparation or it's drama. It's pay attention to me.
Okay.
I'm not at practice.
I see.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I fell for it too. You and I both picked Pittsburgh at the Bears, right? I did. You didn't?
I did not, no.
I had the Steelers +2.5, and they did not cover that game. But I was assuming Rodgers would play as well.
Yeah.
And so Andrew says he's not practicing today. Mike Tomlin talked mostly like Rodgers was in, but this could all be a ruse. Yeah. This could all be a big game.
I think it might say a lot. Certainly Rodgers' ceiling is, you know, way higher, but I mean, I don't know what kind of chances I would put on him hitting it, because mostly I think I don't care if he plays. I don't think it matters.
Really?
I think he's Mason Rudolph at this point. I don't know. The ball is just getting out of there, and he doesn't want to get hit. And so I don't know. I'm not – the way their offense has functioned all year with him at the helm mostly doesn't really worry me.
Does this game worry you at all or no?
Yeah.
But not because of not who the quarterback
not
is?
Not because of him, no. You know, seeing today, I mean, I was not expecting Spencer Brown to be available in this game. There was almost no doubt about that in my mind. I hadn't thought a lot about Deion Dawkins having left the game, at least at one point, with a concussion, and he still now is in the protocol and not practicing today. That is something wow. that gives me some pause.
Wow.
After what last week looked like with both of those guys out there. Again, Brown was, you know, I think hampered by an injury. Maybe Dawkins was too by the time he got back in the game. As he obviously has a concussion now. He cleared the protocol and went back in. Like cleared whatever testing during the game and went back in. But
they usually do.
Right.
Whatever that testing is, it doesn't seem that hard.
I think they usually do too. Hairston did not clear the protocol during the game, but yet he's on the field this week in a limited fashion. But in the game on Thursday, he left and never came back. So whatever went in the blue tent, they had to take him to the locker room, and that was the end of his night. But anyway, he's limited. Dawkins isn't available, at least today. And with the way that they had trouble with you, I don't think T.J. Watt even at the, he's not either of these guys in Houston right now. Those guys to me are younger, just better, more dangerous players than Watt is, but he still is a dude capable of making a couple of plays on you. And if he's playing against Tylan Grable and Ryan Vandermark, that could be really scary.
There's no hyphen like your guy, Van Pran Granger.
Yeah, right.
But there's still a Van.
That's right.
How do you feel about the Bills on the road these days?
Well,
these losses...
It's hard to feel good.
It is hard to feel good. Because that is what the playoffs, of course, are stacking up to be. You're going somewhere unless too strong, a miracle?
Miracle might be a little strong, but I'm not... I'm definitely expecting them to be a wildcard team at this point.
So that's probably at least two road wins, not counting the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Neutral.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on the road? Like, to me, I was on with Filippone today in Pittsburgh. It was recorded. If you want to hear it, you got to find his show on Friday in the first hour because they have the day off, but he just sort of taped some stuff.
All right.
But Atlanta, Miami, Houston, all road games, all for the offense, mostly a disaster.
Yeah, horrendous games.
Allen getting pounded the whole night or day, whatever. They did win in Carolina very easily.
And at the Jets.
Also before that, easily. At the Jets.
Yep.
But what are they on the road of late? 1-3 in their last four. Atlanta, Carolina was an easy win, Miami, and then Houston. Is that a thing for you? Like, so we maybe are taking some solace in they might not have to go to Arrowhead. They might not have to go to even, I mean, they might have to go to Baltimore, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not sort of the daunting road possibilities there. Unless, you know, say what you want. This is debatable. Denver, New England, Indianapolis could all be.
Yeah, I said at one point in yesterday's show, somewhat matter-of-factly, I mean, I'm not trying to be hot takey guy, but maybe it is a hot take. I would rather go play on the road in Denver, in New England, in Indianapolis than play a home game against either the Chiefs or the Ravens.
But what if you don't have, like, well, I don't want to get hot takey myself.
I'm not going to be able to pick those opponents, but I'm just, it's like the top doesn't scare me. You know, like Baltimore, if I got to go to Baltimore, you know, they end up being the four and I'm the five. That's about as bad as I think you can do.
I don't know. You can maybe help me, but think of that. Close your eyes and picture the Houston game. All right, now instead, I'm in Denver with those guys. That's better. Like, maybe I get more stops, although Houston scored 23 points. But I don't think that, I don't know if the Colts are different for this or even the Patriots, but I'm not blocking Denver, I think, with this team. Andrew asked me, what is a bigger concern about the Bills' offense? And, you know, have at it here. Is it receivers getting open or pass protection, protecting Josh? I said the line, because these games have looked like they can't hold up. Allen is just like constantly in a blender.
Yeah.
And are the Bills really going to go to Denver and master that? I don't know. I mean, that's a ways off. That's not this week. If it ever happens, even, that could be 2 months away. But Denver, who did I just watch them play? And the Benito and the other guy were just like constantly wrecking the offense. What game was that? They were wrecking the offense. Kansas City.
Was it the Chiefs game? Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, that is what could be out there. And maybe we like that because it's not the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, and I'm the idiot that thought they would handle the Houston's guys. So I might be guilty, like, really roll it all the way back. What is saying I'd rather play those teams on the road than host Kansas City or Baltimore? It's based on what I still think is going to be right. But it starts with, you know, what my preconceived ideas were about these teams and those teams at the top. So I don't want to assume that my line is going to be that way every time they're faced with a real challenge. I was really shocked that it went as badly as it went in Houston, and then also shocked that they didn't have any kind of a reasonable pivot to like something else. And I just can't believe that they'll go through the rest of this season and get to potentially that kind of a matchup and just try to block with five guys again all the time, like they did against Houston. So I want to have some faith that they'll figure out a pivot, and assuming health, that those guys will play better. Those Brown and Dawkins are excellent players. They had a terrible night, and Brown was, again, hindered. So I'm still more, I would say, my answer to your question that Andrew posed to you would be, I'm still more worried about the downfield than I am up front. And I might be mistaken in doing that, but I think like recently, and you're smart to point out, it's not just this Houston game, but to me, Atlanta was them not being able to handle the blitz, which the result was the same. Allen in a blender, I like, is a good image. It's just spinning around and like just not knowing where to go.
Let's leave the blades out of it.
Right, but that wasn't so much them getting one-on-one matchups, just getting your head kicked in. That was creativity and not knowing who was coming and not being ready for that. And that's a different thing. Not that some other team can't do that to you too. But I still want to, I think the line has been the better unit all year and even year over year for the Bills than their receiving core.
I couldn't possibly disagree with that.
So I'm going to hope, I'm going to expect that reverts to form.
Here is a counterpoint, because I am too. I'm going to hope with you. At Pittsburgh, Bengals, I don't know, maybe Hendrickson plays, but they're
if you can't handle softy. That team, you're close up shop.
But you know, you have to beat the Bengals.
Right.
Three of the next four, at Pittsburgh, at Vrabel, at Myles Garrett. Oh, you better be right. Because if you're a team that can't, and the Bills have been so lucky. Dawkins is great. Brown has been great. Interior has been fine. They never get hurt. So you've got this run of, 50 games or more? Where the Bills' offensive line is not an issue.
Yeah, because even before they reformed, when Morse was still the center and McGovern was the left guard, they still that unit played every snap.
Right. We didn't complain about this when Morse was here.
There is never an issue up. There has not been an issue up front. This with Brown and Dawkins both this year, this week, and then what's happened in Thursday and other times this year, is the first time in three seasons they've had any kind of a crisis up there.
Okay, so what I'm about to say, though, is, like, just setting it up, their line has been super stable and very good, if not great, for a long time. What does everybody say? The continuity, you know, they're the same unit all the time. They're healthy. It's been really nice for them to have that. If your line isn't that, nobody cares if you can get open because it doesn't matter.
Right.
Like if they can't hold up in pass protection, nobody cares if name one.
Brandon Cooks.
Anybody can get open because basically you're just in, you know, dire straits at that point.
Did somebody just now in their car go, wait, Brandon Cooks is on the Bills? They missed yesterday. I don't know. They were buried in work. They just haven't had a chance to scroll through Twitter today.
The holidays.
Brandon Cooks? Yeah, Brandon Cooks
Elijah
is on the
Bills. Moore is gone.
He is wearing the same number that Elijah Moore used to wear. Brandon
Which Cooks. I don't even know what that is.
18.
That's how much of an impact.
Yeah.
18. So, you know, like if the line is more important. And it's T.J. Watt, or it's Hendrickson, or it's Vrabel, or it's Myles Garrett is going to set the sack record by the time the Bills are in Cleveland in a month. And, you know, Philadelphia and the Jets. But the fact that they're road games, this is the biggest part of it for me, is that those games...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
These games are all on the road.
Well, the Bengal game is not.
The Bengals game is not.
Right.
But three out of four, and Houston was, and you saw that.
And Atlanta was. And those two games were, their worst pass-blocking games. Miami was also bad, but I don't feel like it was at the level. I think there was just other stuff that went wrong more than they couldn't block people.
You know what else I have a problem with?
What's that?
And if I do, then you probably do.
Uh-oh.
It's going to Pittsburgh.
Mm.
Because when has that ever gone well? The last time they were in Pittsburgh, they won. It was a game that was not available on my satellite service because of some dispute that I'm sure was super important, but that I watched on the Spanish channel in regular D.
Okay.
Not high def. That game, a Sunday night game here with the Steelers. Well, the last time they were here after that, they won Pittsburgh.
Right.
So this is a game the Bills won on a Sunday night against Pittsburgh.
Is this the Tre'Davious White interceptions game?
Maybe.
Does it go back that far? I'm not sure how recently.
It goes back.
How recently they've been there, but.
COVID.
Okay.
I mean, 19, they go to Pittsburgh, and it's Al Michaels saying Tyler Croft, touchdown Bills. Like, that was a high point.
That's the Tre'Davious with the game I'm thinking of with Trey White.
In Pittsburgh.
Yes, right.
Okay, so when in your life have you seen the Bills beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh?
Well, that time. And then is there another time?
Frank Reich.
right.
Oh, Mitch Farratt.
I'd be
way better at that game than this other one.
It's been a house of horrors for the best Bills teams we'd ever seen, mostly. Like the 90s Bills would go to Pittsburgh, and it's a Monday night, and the place is rocking, and like, I'm dead.
I was at one of those games.
I'm turning the game on. I'm going like, I just hope nobody gets hurt.
Three words, Carnell Lake.
Right.
So one pick earlier this year was when the Colts went to Pittsburgh. And what did I say? Something like, Daniel Jones is going to run through the tunnel and see all that yellow and completely crack. And I think they had 5 turnovers in that game, the Colts. That isn't the Bills. That isn't Josh Allen. But I just have not – basically all I'm saying here is I have a hang-up when it comes to Pittsburgh, because like I sort of took my cue from you over the years when it came to this. They're one of these teams, and we're one of these teams down here. Now, that's not true anymore, and the Bills have, you know, beaten Pittsburgh at home a few times in the playoffs even over the last 5-6 years. But I have a little bit of a trauma.
Yeah.
How many times have they won there? Once, twice?
There is only, I'm looking at it all time right now, and the only time in Allen's career that they played there is the game in 19 that you were thinking of with Tyler. It was a Sunday night game.
Tyler Croft.
And they won that game 17-10. The reason I keep thinking of Trey White is because I think he picked off a pass late to seal it in the end zone or something.
Okay.
And maybe had 2 picks in the game. I guess I could easily click on the box scores. But the last 4 times they've played, including the playoff game, the games have all been here.
Right.
So Allen only has the 1 experience there, and it's before they were really content. You know, they made the playoffs in 19, but that was not – the next year is when they really graduated to the status that they've enjoyed for the last 5 seasons plus now.
The only question is, does that matter to you?
I guess I wasn't thinking about it at all the way like you the way you posed that to me.
Good for you.
Well, now I am, and so is everybody else.
Whoops.
I was not thinking they can't win there, or they won't. They just don't win there. I thought there was another game that was making that so for me, but it's really just that one game.
Where they don't win is Houston.
That's also correct. Now, yes,
but that's over,
right?
So that's good. I don't know. I feel like it's a normal thing, but it doesn't have to be meaningful, because a lot of that is, you know, of course, pre Josh Allen, pre Sean McDermott. But Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh. It's sort of like, I don't know, how would you put it? Kind of like the bully, the big brother, something like that, over the decades with the Bills. But again, the Bills have won their share of those games at home. So we will not be on tomorrow or Friday, unfortunately, to ramp everybody up for this game. We will be on after the game. So that's good. Today, Travis Yost will join us, talking Bills and Sabres. Also, Sal Capaccio. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh, too. At the Penguins, 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Paul Hamilton will join us then. The Steelers, from Warren Sharp, have not scored more than 7 points in the first quarter in their last 61 games, almost 4 seasons, they have not scored more than 7 points. Go for 2 once. Get this monkey off your back. At least one time, get in, and then go for 2, and maybe you get 8 out of it. And then the streak is over.
Well, then it would just turn into they haven't scored more than 1 touchdown in a first quarter.
I guess there's no way to score 2 touchdowns and have it only be 7 points or less.
I don't think that's how it works.
All right. So that's something to think about, too.
So start fast, Bills.
I guess they
or not.
Shouldn't have to.
Whatever. Just, you know, get up on this team and just, you know, end it early. That seems likely.
Travis Yost, Sal Capaccio, Paul Hamilton, maybe we'll hear from you. 803-0550 is the number. It is not Football Friday, Bulldog, but it might as well be.
Well, we've got some of the trappings, some of the fixins.
We have a couple of
Football Friday fixins.
Later on, we will get into that. That's okay. Right.
Yeah.
But it's not Friday. It is the day before Thanksgiving, which is great. Always a fun day. The Sabres are on the road, unfortunately, because that would even make it better.
Right.
Many times over the years, they've hosted on this Wednesday night. We'll talk to Travis and Sal and Paul as we go through the day. Lines are open for your calls. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.